North Korea boasts U.S. within range of new nuclear missiles. By Nathaniel Charles on February 9, 2022. North Korea warned Tuesday it is one of the few countries in the world to have a nuclear capability that could shake the world by firing a missile with the U.S. mainland in range. The statement from North Korea's foreign ministry also suggested its claimed nuclear arsenal allows it to stand against the United States, unlike many other nations which it suggests waste their time by engaging with the U.S. with submission and blind obedience. North Korea foreign ministry also implied that they are a world leader and should be taken seriously as they are one of the few out of more than 200 countries in the world that have hydrogen bombs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and hypersonic missiles, the Independent reports. The statement appears to be in response to the United States, who on Monday called for North Korea to defund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, advised North Korea to demonstrate a commitment to the well-being of its own people by defunding its unlawful WMD, weapons of mass destruction, and ballistic missiles program, and instead move to start prioritizing the needs of its own people, the vulnerable North Koreans. In response to North Korea's latest statement, Jelena Porter, a spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, said while the U.S. has an obligation to address the DPRK's recent provocations, they do not hold any hostile intent towards the DPRK. Porter asserted the U.S. has a vital interest in deterring the DPRK. That includes defending against its provocations or uses of force, limiting the reach of its most dangerous weapons programs, and above all keeping the American people, our deployed forces, and our allies safe. Porter did, however, highlight the U.S. and its allies will be taking a calibrated approach to North Korea's provocations. The U.S. has, however, become increasingly concerned about North Korea, following multiple missile tests since the start of the new year. Relations between North Korea and the United States deteriorated following the departure of former President Donald Trump, with President Joe Biden indicating that unlike his predecessor, he is reluctant to give North Korea international recognition, and has previously labeled North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a thug. This has resulted in North Korea declining to officially meet with any U.S. envoys or even respond to any attempts at communication from the states.